This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Monker. This past year, Charlie Seum has performed with rock artist Bryan Adams. He became the global face of the Alfred Dunhill fashion label. He modeled for Vogue magazine, and he serenaded Lady Gaga at her Fashion Icon Award party in New York. Charlie Seum enjoys his rock and roll lifestyle. However, his real passion is classical music. Seum is a 25-year-old British violinist who was first inspired to travel the classical route when he was three after hearing Yehudi Menuhin play Beethoven's Violin Concerto. Now he plays a Guarneri violin that once belonged to Yehudi Menuhin, and he's just released his second recording featuring one of the most beloved works in the Romantic violin repertoire, Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1, along with two lesser-known works by Henrik Wieniawski and Ole Bull. Charlie Seum has basically grown up with Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1. In fact, it was the first concerto he ever played with an orchestra at age 15. Seum never tires of this work. Whenever I play the Bruch, he explains, I try to view it with fresh eyes. He always tries to bring out a different tone or color. As far as Charlie Seum is concerned, this concerto has earned its halo in the violin repertoire with its thrilling blend of bravura technique and its passionate melody. That exciting combination is heard right away in the first movement as Seum luxuriates his way through the solo passages. The luscious adagio is the heart of this concerto. Charlie Seum's tender phrasing is enhanced by a slight vibrato as he soars into the gorgeous orchestral climax. The flashy finale is dramatic yet not overdone. Charlie Seum's passionate approach to this technically challenging movement makes it even more rewarding for us to listen to. Henrik Wieniawski was a 19th-century violin virtuoso and a teacher. He wrote some of the most difficult works in the violin repertoire, including two incredibly daunting concertos. Charlie Seum was first asked to play the Violin Concerto No. 1 for a concert in King's College Chapel at Cambridge. He was excited by the challenge, but soon discovered it was a monster to perform. The composer wrote it for his own performance when he was just 18 years old, a testament to his talents as a young virtuoso. The first movement is a lengthy tour de force. According to Charlie Seum, one of the biggest challenges is to bring out the true value of the other two movements. The finale has the feel of a playful Polish dance, and there's a delightful interplay between soloist and orchestra. One reason I first popped this recording into the CD player was because it features an obscure work by the 19th-century Norwegian violinist Ole Bull. Bull was a very charismatic soloist who had an exciting international career. His reputation at the time rivaled that of the great Italian virtuoso Niccolo Paganini. While he was researching Ole Bull, Charlie Seum also discovered that his own Norwegian roots trace back to his long-standing hero. Now that he has this personal connection, Seum is even more thrilled to be bringing this forgotten work to the forefront. Bull was primarily a self-taught violinist who grew up in a poor region of Norway. The charming innocence of this Cantabile Doloroso e Rondo Giocoso for violin and orchestra seems to reflect those simple origins. Charlie Seum is a young, charismatic violinist who's shaking up the world of classical music. Performing with rock stars and appearing in fashion shoots, he's exploring unconventional avenues that reach new audiences. On his latest recording, he shares a beloved concerto upon which he built his foundation as a young violinist, and he also introduces us to a couple of lesser-known works from the 19th-century violin repertoire, which may now gain some well-deserved attention. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.